This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Producer Michael is joining us in the studio this morning already.
Hello.
It's a full team. First full team up in here. It's very exciting.
I just had a quick question for Producer Michael based on something I've seen this morning. Do we have anything on today after the show?
God, you put me on the spot here. Yeah. Any, like, I also did not bring my phone down to have my calendar
with
me.
Do we have any filming commitments or are we emceeing something?
It's a pretty cruisy Friday once the show's done.
A charity luncheon we're going to be hosting?
No, you're not off to like save the whales or anything.
Nah, well,
the only reason that sounds very unlike us anyway.
The only reason I asked this question is Ned is wearing more of what I would describe as a Friday night drinks outfit today. He's put in a bit of effort today, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, Michael. Have you noticed this week that sporadically Ned and I have put in too much effort to what we're wearing? Because I wore a button-down shirt the other day as well.
Well, you wore it the day that we were filming
something.
Yeah, so you actually did put in effort for a reason.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'm literally wearing a Kmart like a long sleeve shirt and a flannelette.
He's styling and profiling.
Yeah, I'm really not.
For the purposes of being fancy in the studio, having any kind of collar.
I guess that's true. You bring a collar to work and people start to take notice.
Yeah.
Have you got a rendezvous today?
I mean, not yet, but it's also
the day's early and he's looking good.
It's 6:30 in the morning. This is it. It's all about attitude. You've got to have the right attitude if you want to have something on.
No. I just was wondering why on a Friday, the laziest day, like I'm wearing a hoodie, Michael's wearing a t-shirt, on the laziest day you went most effort today.
Well, what happened was I put this shirt on and then I was like, well, that's not enough because this is too cold. I'm not wearing anything underneath it. So I was like, this is too cold. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I've already put it on. I'm not going to take it off. That's insane. And then I looked up at my variety of jackets and shirts and went, well, what's going to go on top of this that I can wear probably? Because if I wear a jacket, I've got to take it off. It's too hot.
Yeah.
But honestly, you're asking me to walk you through what was not even a conscious thought I had.
Yeah.
It was just more like, okay, just getting ready. And then I was like, well, but this shirt's on, so I'm not going to take it off.
And I think at this point, Michael, you and I should just sit back and just be grateful. Just consider how lucky we are that this little effort, and he looks this damn good.
Yeah.
This is a gift to us.
Well, you're getting both flavors this morning, Michael, where I clearly put in a little bit more effort, and Josh has decided to not freak you out by wearing the exact same outfit as he did yesterday.
Same outfit.
Yeah, that's it.
I will say the funniest thing is, and I did just mention this a moment ago, this whole outfit's been washed
It is nice. But what I do like with Josh is that he has an assortment of hoodies.
Yeah,
it's always a different hoodie. Sometimes it's got SpongeBob on it. Yeah. Sometimes it's plain.
Lighter pink. Sometimes it's darker pink.
This is more of a burgundy.
It's more of a bubblegum purple, I'd
say.
Yeah,
hubba bubba purple.
Hubba bubba
purple.
It looks grape flavored.
It does look like your grape flavored this morning. You look like a member berry.
We've got one co-host ready to just be a hubba bubba mascot and the other ready to just pick up lunch with a random. So give us a call, everyone.
Josh, when I used to go to school many, many moons ago,
telling this story? Like, gather round, children.
Well, because it's a tale. It's a tall tale.
Speak normally. Tell the story normally, because I don't have time for this kind of grandeur this morning.
I quite often would find myself in peril. No, I used to get in trouble a lot at school. And the way I would try to combat getting in trouble at school was essentially, I would try and coerce as many people as I could into doing whatever stupid, irresponsible thing I was doing, because I figured, well, the teacher can't give us all detention.
The year before my class did muck up day, that was their philosophy.
Right.
If we're all feral, no one can get into trouble.
Yeah.
And what they did was just ban muck up day forever.
Yeah.
So they ruined it for everyone.
What they did a lot of the time for me was they would very much just give everyone detention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I would be in detention with 20 people who hated me because
very angry at you.
Got them to rip out a tree out of the ground or something. And now we're all not getting to have lunch. That's kind of the same thing that's going on with a bunch of British citizens. 100,000 of them, as a matter of fact.
100,000?
100,000 Brits.
That's a big muck-up day.
Have decided to pledge to not pay their electricity bills from October.
Holy crap. When
the next price hike is expected to hit households across the nation.
So they've basically just said enough's enough.
They are saying that electricity prices could rise to almost 70% in 2 months' time.
Wow.
Like they could rise, almost 70%. They have collectively gone, if we all get together, 100,000 of us, and just go, we're not paying your bills. Sorry, figure it out. then hopefully they will go, all right, well, let's figure out something where maybe we can work out electricity costs or whatever.
Clogging up the legal systems and...
Well, that's it. It's like you can't...
Oh, my God.
It didn't work for the Chicago 7, but that's, maybe it'll work for these
seven
guys.
Of them. Yeah. But this is 100,000. That is fascinating. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that.
I'm very, very, very interested to see if it'll work.
They're very much all going to need to follow through with it.
Oh, that's
or
what
at
I mean.
Least a good 70%.
I'd be sweating bullets if I was one of these 100,000, because it's like if you, it's kind of the same as buying NFT. If you're the one at the end of it, like holding the bag, that's not good.
How
like,
many people would be in arrears to an electricity company at any given point? Would it be 100,000?
No. I would say beneath, I would say less than 1,000, I would say.
Less than 1,000.
To a specific, like, if we're talking about electrical company in, like, Canberra, I would say at any given point they've got less than 1,000 people who aren't paying their bills.
No, I think that's way too low of a number.
You don't?
No, I think it's way... I think it'd be less than 10,000, but it'd be around 10,000. So my theory is, but, see, you're in arrears. You're not completely refusing to pay any of it. Wow. That's really interesting, isn't it? Oh, well, I mean, really not legal, but really interesting.
Oh, I feel bad for them. It has happened before. It happened in the late 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when Thatcher first got in the UK, things were in rough shape economically, and they were doing stuff like this.
I feel...
Protesting in the streets and...
Yeah. You know. I feel like it might have worked back then better than it will work now, because they had 17 million people that refused to pay the poll tax. 17 million. If you have 17 million people not paying something compared to 100,000... I'd prefer to be in the 17 million camp.
it's probably somebody listening to this from an energy company going, you guys, we're roughly at 100,000 of you in debt at any given time. You guys are terrible at paying bills. This doesn't bother us at all.
This is fine. There is a town in Britain with a bunch of very frustrated locals because someone has decided to take... Sort of, not really, but kind of take the law into their own hands. And all of these frustrated locals are essentially admitting that they've been breaking the law.
Okay.
What's been going on is it's not the police. They actually don't really know who it is. But somewhere in this town has been putting up little, like, painting little shoeboxes yellow and putting, like, a big black circle on them and sticking them on telegraph poles to make them look like speed cameras.
Interesting.
And so there's a bunch of fake speed cameras put up over here. The locals are furious, going, "Who's been bloody putting up these speed cameras? What the hell are you doing? This isn't right. Oh, scared me or whatever." You essentially
and
are,
so on and so forth.
Yeah. You're essentially admitting to speeding.
Yep.
If you've had a problem with this speed camera,
you actually are. That's what you're saying. You're saying I enjoy speeding. I've not been speeding because I thought there were fake speed cameras. Yeah. Well, I thought there were real speed cameras. They're fake, and I'm furious. My speeding has been curtailed.
Exactly right. Now, like you, they're saying that in the areas that they've put this up, it's a 30 miles per hour like zone, and people have been going through there at like 80 miles per hour. So, like, I actually do understand this as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've got to also, like, it's good. You've got to ride the wave between somewhere between being annoyed by this and then also not like showing your complete hands, not telling the police you were committing crimes.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
If you were like, God, I'm just not for me, obviously. I mean, I never drive, but I would be annoyed for those out there who were slowing down. It's like, it's funny because you and I talk about it all the time. If you announce where like a speed camera is, that's fine because it's like,
oh, well, so when on the radio sometimes we will announce where a speed camera is.
Yeah.
And if the idea is not to revenue raise and legitimately slow people down, we've just helped.
Yeah.
But you would never say where a booze bus was because people that drink and drive deserve to be caught 100% of the time.
Exactly right. But if you are just not speeding, that's also good.
That's better for everyone.
That's better for everyone.
Better for everyone.
So it's very, very odd. The police should just go, okay, cool, we'll get rid of these fake shoeboxes.
Yeah.
And instead, one of us will just stand out there all day, every day, and watch instead.
I think I'm pretty good at not showing my hand.
Yeah.
But also complaining about this.
Okay.
So, because I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
A couple of times a week, maybe I creep over.
Sure.
Creep over by 3 or 4. I don't.
We also drive to work at 5 in the morning.
I don't recommend it, but I'm just saying it happens. And when you get the $300 fine with fuel and electricity, everything the way it is at the moment, you don't need a $300 fine.
No.
So here's how I would express my anger at these fake speed cameras. Go for it. You say, well, why are you upset if you're not speeding?
Well, you shouldn't be upset. Are you speeding or something?
Hang on. This isn't about my driving habits. I'm upset for the manufacturers of real speed cameras.
Yeah.
Because if these fake speed cameras are effective,
yeah,
then you're going to put a bunch of people who make real speed cameras out of work.
Yeah.
And not in this economy. We need all the jobs we can get.
I don't know how you got into this meeting, but the whole thing is that these aren't effective. They're boxes.
Hang on. People are slowing down. They're effective. The government will stop buying real speed cameras. That's the real problem here,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I haven't admitted to speeding.
Sorry, you're the guy that got here and crashed into the side of the meeting hall. Producer Michael is in the studio because it is officially present day.
It is present day. Mm-hmm.
Welcome in, everybody, to present day. This is a concept where you can get a group of friends. I may suggest maybe 3 to 4 groups of friends in the group and agree on a day of the week to buy each other a small gift.
Yeah.
Essentially Secret Santa, but like just randomly.
If you were going to do it for a group of 10 people, 20 people or whatever, you would just do it on a Secret Santa basis.
Yep.
We do it in the studio here where you get 2 presents because the other 2 people from the show buy you presents.
It's a good system for 3 or 4.
Yes.
I forgot yesterday.
Thursday's present day.
I've remembered today.
Thank goodness. Yeah. And you did have to buy double the
$30. My punishment for forgetting was it went from a $15 budget to a $30 budget.
Exactly
so
right.
Here we go.
This is very
exciting. Welcome into present day, everyone.
Finally,
this is the kind of joy that you can get from it if you were to do this yourself. If you are doing present day, let us know. Just hit us up on any of our DMs. We want to know if other people are getting into
the
spirit.
I'll send us photos of your hauls.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
We'll put ours up later when they're all revealed. But should we just get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right.
Who's going first? Me?
I reckon go Ned first because you do what seems to be one of the biggest presents.
So
these are presents for Ned from Producer Michael.
I got 2 from Producer Michael, which is very exciting. Okay, confused by the first one. It's a blow-up mattress.
Oh, I'm not confused by that.
Surely if you remember earlier in the week with your troubles scheduling your family around.
Your family had nowhere to sleep.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so lovely.
Except they left 4 days ago.
Are your family never going to visit you again?
Not after the visit they had because there was nowhere to sleep.
Well, now there is.
This is a lack of gratitude. I have a feeling the other presents were related. Yeah. It's a pump. Yeah, damn it.
It's a pump. Whilst I appreciate it.
Gratitude on display, I will say.
I appreciate it. I have another bed, Michael. You've seen my apartment.
Yes. And what if you need a third one?
Yeah.
Lack of gratitude.
I'm giving you options.
Actually, you know what? I shouldn't be like this because my present to you, Michael, is so strange that I really am going to need you to have a pretty open mind about
it. Here we go. This is now Ned's present to Michael.
I've never seen these before.
It is...
What is this?
Yeah, so they're called...
What on earth are they?
How would you describe these?
Okay, so they look like little gnomes, but they're felt gnomes, and they look like they're wearing the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
so what the hell are they?
Are they doorstops? What are they?
They're called gonkies, and I really don't know. I took the tags off them because I didn't want you to see how much they cost, but they're called gonkies, and I couldn't tell you what they are. I just saw them, and I was like, I think Mike would appreciate those.
I don't know if we're going with the applause, but I mean, it's the thought that counts. Yeah. So.
It is definitely the thought.
Do you hate them, Mike? Honestly, do you not like them?
I don't.
I think they're just toys. I think they're just like little beanie bears.
I don't actively hate them. I'll just have to work to find a way for them to blend in with the rest of the apartment.
They're awful. They're awful. That's 2 awful presents.
Yeah.
Awful? No.
Yeah, I was going to say. At least, went out. I try to be creative. These things are very odd, though, I will say.
Well, I'm going to go with my presents
now. You might as well go with your present.
What we'll do. Okay, so this is my present from Ned.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Correct. Okay. This is my present to Josh.
Very excited about this.
It's been wrapped. I would have loved to have given this to Michael, but it's so hyper-specific to you that I couldn't have given it to Michael.
Fur Daddy. It's the Fur Daddy.
Please explain what that is.
The Fur Daddy is from a shop in Fishwick. Yeah. And the Fur Daddy is a sonic pet hair remover.
Yeah, no, it's not any kind of plug.
With two golden retrievers, this is a very thoughtful, beautiful gift.
Last week, I think I went too broad with my gift of remote organizer.
Yeah.
Organizer. And after the show, Josh tried to give me it back.
Not coming back. This is a fantastic gift.
Yeah.
All right, so what have we got now? We've got Michael's gift for Ned.
I've given away all my
Michael's
presents.
Gift
you,
for me.
Yeah,
yes.
You have your presents left.
Okay, so I'm going to give my gift. Okay, so here we go. This is Michael's gift to me on present day. Let's take a quick look.
There's a few things in here.
It's a cheeseburger dog toy. Fantastic.
Once again, a lot of dog stuff.
The dog's not me, but that's okay.
Michael and I didn't organize this either, by the way. This is purely coincidental.
It is a clean car mini bin, which feels pointed. That's a bin for the car.
As your car is disgusting.
Okay.
It should feel
all
pointed.
Right, that's hurtful. That's not appreciated.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's WWF Forcible Entry, which is a CD from 20 years ago that I wanted when I was a little kid.
Well, there you go, fantastic.
Oh, that's a round of applause. It's present day with some hurt feelings as well.
I was going to say, if you can't hear that your car is dirty, you're going to have to. There's some big truths coming your way.
Coming up next.
Yeah. I'm excited about this side of it.
My presence to both of you. Considering these are sort of they have to be the make good presents.
Josh forgot yesterday the prices of the presents doubled. $30 presents up next. This is very exciting.
Will you guys let present day continue? Yeah. Let's find out if the presents are above par up next. Oh, we are still in present day, but here's the thing about this part of present day. Mm. It's actually about to get a little serious because I have forgotten present day. The show was disgusted in my forgetfulness and my behaviour.
Well, it's your game.
So the punishment was laid that the price that I had to now get presents for both Ned and Michael doubled to $30. I think also on the line, and I'll be clear, I understand just based on both of your body language seems to be whether this is a good idea or not based on these gifts.
Steam is running out of present day. So
I think it is. Let's start. Here we go.
This would want to be good. Yours seems like you're building it up like these are going to be insane.
This is for producer Michael.
Ooh, okay.
Yay.
This is the $30 worth of gifts.
Yes, the $30 one because you did have to double the price.
Let's see and how we go.
What have I got here? I've got the Homer going into the bushes. Pop final.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
And Michael has used that gif many a time of Homer Simpson disappearing into the hedges.
Yes.
Now you can put that on your desk, and whenever you don't want to answer a question, just hold that up.
You can really, really tell.
Did Josh leave the price tag on it?
He really did.
Really making the point that I spent the actual $30.
And there's another thing. Because
there's another gift.
Okay. How much was it? $21. Okay, that's all right.
Canberra Raider work socks.
Raiders work socks for winter. And also, you've been living here long enough now that I know you're a Melbourne Storm supporter, but that needs to change. So we're starting with some socks. That's what we're doing. What do we think? What do we think of these gifts?
I love half of it.
Okay, I will say, it does seem like, I mean, the Homer in the Hedges is very specific.
That's very good.
It does seem like you kind of found the socks somewhere.
Okay, enough. Enough.
Never talks about sports. So.
All right, here we go. Ned.
Not wrapped. That's fine, though, I suppose. My bag is very light.
These are probably the ones that are going to cause some issues. Here we go.
Well, mine's a mug. I can already tell. Ooh. I just don't know what it's of.
What is it?
Oh, that's actually rad. It's a mug of the Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
The band.
Andy enjoys.
Is that the Feel Good Ink cover?
It's Demon Day.
Is there a price on that?
There is not.
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is.
It's $10.
Mm. So here's the other gift.
Oh, okay.
It was too big. There's another gift. Jesus. It was too big to fit.
This one's insane.
To fit into a...
done. What is this?
What is that?
Is this a craft brewing set?
It's an Esky.
It's an
Esky shaped like a beer can.
That's all right. I thought you'd gotten me essentially a task to do.
No, it's an Esky shaped like a beer can.
That's rad, actually. That's good. Yeah, you know what? You've done well.
And again,
the price is very much on there.
$20.
The price is very much on there.
10 plus 20 is 30. Yeah,
good gear.
I've done what I was actually told to do.
I am 2 cents short because this costs $9.98 and this costs 20.
The big W bag was 35 cents. So
there we go. Done.
You get to keep that as well. Well done. Does present day get to live on?
I suppose so.
I think so, yes.
If you want to get a present day happening yourself, make sure you let us know that you're doing it. I would suggest two or three friends in the playoff, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Capital Brewing Company, Alklas, your zero hero from Capital Brewing Co., your beer brewed here, would go perfectly in Ned's Esky and is also up for grabs now. Get on the phone, 131060. If you'd like to win that, you can win it right now just for calling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
We're not going to make it hard for you for a Friday.
Josh, there is a dude who in Malaysia runs a funeral home, okay? Pretty easy. Well, actually, I don't know how easy it is.
Say, what are you basing that? Your extensive experience in the undertaking industry.
What I meant to say was pretty good.
Oh, pretty good.
That's it.
That's a good way to make money. People are always going to be dying.
Exactly right. Now, he's 71 years old, so he's also quite old. But he decided to go down to the police station and transfer the name of a two-person gravesite that he and his wife had purchased to a relative due to financial struggles. So not obviously great, I suppose. Mm. I should have read it a little bit further, but...
That's very sad.
Just ran into the police station and was like, hey, look, I'm giving over to a deed to a gravesite to someone for some money, whatever.
Kind of good, like it's like the Disneyland, like single rider's line. So yeah. As long as we're in the same graveyard, that'll be fine. We don't need to be next to each other.
I mean... Think whatever you want about the afterlife, but essentially for me...
Oh, I see.
Connect me to a hot air balloon and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
I'll put me on a weather balloon and then just say, bye-bye.
I thought you meant the vow was till death do us part. That's what I thought you meant. You meant you don't care what happens to your corpse.
I don't... It doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, essentially...
That was way more grim.
Yeah, prop me up like a scarecrow in the in the graveyard.
Very scary crow.
So this guy has gone down to the police station to go, hey, let's change all this over. The police, much to their shock and his shock, are like, sorry, but on our records here, in our list, you very much are marked down as dead. We had you down as dead.
Deceased.
I'm sorry, but we thought you were dead.
Okay, so if the government thinks you're dead and you're still paying taxes,
yes.
What's the go there?
I don't know.
Is that like the opposite? Is it like when a person gets away with something tax-wise and you're like, oh, I hope they don't find out about this? Does the government go, oh, I hope no one finds out we're collecting taxes from a dead guy?
I think it must... Maybe he wasn't paying taxes. Maybe they weren't collecting... This is what I mean.
That could open up a whole lot of problems for this guy.
I would... If I was this guy, I would... I mean, obviously, I would just say to the police officer who was talking to me, I'd be like...
Can I stay dead?
This is all a dream.
Yeah,
and then I'd like slowly disappear into the background. And then hopefully the guy was like, that was weird. All right, well, I won't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
The guy said, I've been working at a funeral home for so many years, but I never thought I'd be listed as dead. Maybe that's it. Maybe fell into one of the things, like a coffin for a second. And then someone was like, well... He's dead. No worries.
You know what you need? You need the cops from either Saw or Squid Game. Basically, just the cops that see things happening in front of them and go, nah, that's probably just a coincidence. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Ned and Josh's Job Game.
Good morning, Tegan from Wanniassa. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not
very,
too bad.
Very well, Tegan. Did that catch you by surprise how quickly we got into that with you, Tegan?
Yeah, probably.
Because it also caught me off guard
Ned
as well. What the hell are we doing?
Ned wasn't ready either. We're doing the job game this morning. Tegan is on the line to participate in the job game. We need to ask her a question each, vague in nature. Mm. Her answers are our only clues, and then we need to guess what she does for a living.
Correct. Now, the way we figure this out is we usually do a rock, paper, scissors to figure out who is asking the first question and then in turn guessing first.
Yep.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean,
you don't have to do anything, Tegan.
It's going to be very hard for us to see what you're doing.
You're technically the leader of this segment,
but I'm glad that you're on board.
Hold all the cards.
Okay.
So thank you for your approval.
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, you thought I was going to go...
Paper beats rock.
Yeah. Just thought I was going to go scissors again, like I always do, but I went paper. Tegan.
Would you like me to guess first, Ned?
No, I have a great question. Okay, Tegan, could your job be considered a workout?
Sometimes.
Ooh. Wow, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
I didn't mean specifically like you work at a gym, but if you're doing like very physical stuff, at the end of the day, you look at your steps and you go, Jesus Christ, I did 30,000 steps.
Tegan, do you work outdoors mostly?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. Very, very,
very
interesting. If you know what Tegan does and you can safely do so, record yourself guessing before we guess it and then send it through to the station because I would love to see if anyone else gets this.
Yeah, okay.
This is the hardest game we play. I would love to see if anyone else out there in their cars is playing.
Ooh, Tegan.
So she works... Okay, so
Tegan,
she works...
Oh, no.
Inside and it could be considered a workout.
Tegan, do you... I'm going to have a guess.
That's not how it works, but I would...
Do you want to guess?
No, you guess.
You go.
No, you guess.
You are the one that won the paper, scissors, rock.
And I'm deciding that you get to guess.
Tegan, do you work in daycare?
No.
Okay.
Used to.
Oh.
Then I will go the opposite end of the scale. Do you work in aged care, Tegan?
No.
Damn it. That sucks to hear.
All right, that's disappointing.
Do you want to have one more guess? Because I feel like we're so close. What about you and I talk it out? We're meant to be a detective agency.
Yeah, we never guess as a team, but I'm happy to do that this one time.
Because we're so close. I feel like we are so close. Okay, Tegan, are we close?
No. true.
Okay, so let's get rid of all of the information that we've got so far. The daycare thing is,
I think, a red herring. I think maybe Tegan's changed industries completely.
Yeah, she doesn't. So, she didn't go to a different cared facility.
Yeah, okay.
So she's inside. Producer Michael, you're in the studio as well. Would you like to get involved? I feel like we are so close for cracking
this case. Producer Michael knows what Tegan does.
Oh, yeah.
You've forgotten how this game works in its entirety.
I just figure that people getting on the phone is magic to me, and they get put straight through. I don't think about how the sausage gets made, which I'm very sorry about, Michael.
Tegan. Oh, tell me what it is. The only other thing I would say would be personal trainer. That's the only other thing I
get.
As a personal trainer, you don't always have to do what you're telling other people to do.
No, but you would say yes outright, I feel like, because if I said, could it be considered? She said, sometimes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You don't always have to do the workout.
No.
Oh, I mean, that wasn't even a guess. That was a bonus.
All right, no, that's got to be it. Yeah,
okay,
right.
done.
Tegan, what do you do for a living?
I work at the Animal Referral Hospital in Pialigo.
That was never going to be guessed.
If we guessed vet, would you have said yes, Tegan?
No, okay. I'm not a vet.
Okay. Yeah, no, you work at the Animal Referral Hospital. Can I just quickly... Tegan, not to call shenanigans, what part of your job would you describe to us how it's sometimes a workout?
Well, I do have to assist with a lot of the animals that do come through.
And some of them are heavy?
In case it's an emergency, yeah.
Okay, all right. No, that's fair enough. I'll take that.
What do you think the main animal that Tegan works with?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I'm the idiot in this scenario. Don't worry about that. I'm the idiot in this scenario. Josh, there's a Brazilian daughter who's conned her mother out of 50 million euros. I think it's like the pound symbol, but I think it's euros because I think they're Brazilian. So I don't think they're using the
pound
Brazil,
is not
Brazil
in Europe.
No, I know, but they're also not using the pound in Brazil.
No. So I'd say this story has been written.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
This story has been written by a British website, is what I'm saying has happened. So how many pounds?
50 million pounds.
So 700 million Australian dollars.
A fair old chunk of cash she's managed to scam or con her mother out of. The police have caught wind to this, and then they've eventually taken the thing she scammed off her mother.
So how did this scam happen? What was the thing?
Okay, so there was a very, very old painting from 1949. There's this painting, this very old. It looks Italian painting. It looks incredible. It's worth 50 million pounds.
That's pretty good for a painting from like the 40s.
That's not bad. Yeah, I mean, it's less than a decade, unless it's a century old.
I'm trying to work out time. Yeah. I reckon that's what you stopped doing.
It's less than a century old. So yeah, that actually is a pretty good turnaround for less than a century. But the way that she tried to go about it is, I mean, this woman's a scumbag because she's conned her mother out of money, and it's like, I guess I also don't know their relationship, so whatever, but...
Yeah, maybe she was
At the end of the day, I actually kind of tip my hat to the con because...
So what's happened?
She has hired for 2 years. So this is a long con. For 2 years, she has hired a psychic to come and talk to her mother and like over the phone and stuff and essentially convince her that the painting is haunted and to get rid of it somehow.
That is tremendous.
And so the daughter was like, honestly, this would have to seem like the most convincing psychic of all time because this daughter for 2 years was feeding her information. Yeah. Say like, hey, say this about her sister and like, hey, so like my auntie's recently gone through this. So like say this and it'll be all right. The mother must have been like, psychics are real. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy to me that people are skeptical because this woman is actually
She
knows everything about my life. And at the end of it, obviously, yeah, the daughter is...
The con was to get the psychic to suggest to give the painting to the daughter.
Yeah, because it was cursed.
But the daughter could break the curse or...
The daughter was going to get rid of the painting.
The daughter was going to dispose of it.
She was like, give it to your daughter, she'll get rid of it, and then you don't have to worry about
tremendous.
This cursed painting. She's like, one of your brothers or sisters, have they been feeling ill recently? And she'd be like, yeah. And she's like, you don't have a 50 million painting.
A painting by any chance?
Oh my God, I actually do have that exact painting. Get rid of it. Get rid of it now. Give it to
your
daughter.
I need to know everything about this family.
Yeah.
Because to give away a painting, she either didn't know the value of it or has so much money already.
Yeah.
And in which case, why is the daughter not swimming in it as well?
She's obviously
been cut out of a will or an inheritance somewhere and is trying to get her own through this con artist. This is a movie
In fact, this is a limited series event waiting to happen. I need to know everything about this family.
I think it's going to be the next season of Succession.
Yeah, or maybe the third Knives Out movie with Daniel Craig. 104.7. I hate when the song just fades out like that.
Whereas I don't laziness hate anything from Cisco.
Cisco, laziness. No. That's laziness.
It's gonna say, how do you 7? Hear the thong song and have anything bad to say?
Oh, because
about
I wasn't
Cisco.
Ready then. I wasn't ready. I thought well, that's still had 12 more seconds to go.
If anything, I'd say give Cisco some more gravity and center yourself before you speak after the man.
Imagine if we couldn't think of a way to end stuff on the radio. And so the way we ended talking was just slowly going. But that's lazy. Think of an ending.
Yeah, but also imagine if Cisco just came out and then randomly, like, just train of thought. That's how he sung. Like, he's... Don't fade me down.
See?
Yeah.
How annoying is that?
Well, that's annoying because you don't know it's coming. Yeah, Cisco also goes and puts more effort into his songs than just coming out and being like, well, have you bloody seen that if people don't pay their power bills, they get in trouble?
quickly, Friday's Live. Yes. Obviously, this kind of integrated content can only be to celebrate that Friday's Live. Have tickets going on sale today at 11 a.m. Very, very exciting. Something else that's pretty exciting this weekend at GIO Stadium against St. George Illawarra, we are going to be playing the Raiders obviously are going to be playing. Not me and you. The Raiders are going to be playing.
That's huge news.
But something else that's going to be happening at that very game.
A new scientist will be hoping to record the biggest ever footy quake at the Raiders game at GIO this weekend.
So basically, I read this story this morning before it was in the news with Lewis, and I did have a visceral reaction to this.
Okay.
And I'm so excited for this. But at the same time, when I read that they were going to be putting seismic meters to see if we could cause like
are you talking about the Viking clap?
The Viking clap, and then also when the crowd's cheering after the Raiders score.
Oh, right.
I sat there like the most cynical poo-pooing human being on earth and just went, that's not going to work.
You don't reckon?
I just sat at my computer with no expertise and went, that's not going to work.
Well, Tenacious D did it once. They caused caused an earthquake at a conference.
No way.
I swear on
no
my life.
No way.
Talk for like 10 seconds and I'll find the story.
Okay, so the thing here is...
I already found it.
What I read here was that this is not going to be necessarily for an earthquake. It's going to be for any seismic activity. So if there's a rumble on the concrete slab, that's going to count.
Yep, so it was a Foo Fighters... supported by the Tenacious D, and when they came out, there was like legitimately
seismic activity.
In New Zealand.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
I went to that concert
in
Melbourne when Tenacious D with support for Foo Fighters. I went to that in Melbourne.
Apparently, was like actually shaking. Like, they could read it on a seismograph.
That's
especially
incredible.
In New Zealand. Yeah, that would make you quite nervous.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, anyway. Apart from my poo-pooing of just this won't work, I'm very interested now to change my cynical attitude to how much will this work?
So what are we looking at here?
What's the clap really going to get done? Because you clap.
We're not the Hulk, I don't know what we're expecting that to do.
The clap is like a boom. I don't think there was any vibration then.
Yeah.
Well, people don't stomp when they do the clap as well, do they? Is that part of it?
Yeah,
you do a bit of stomping as well?
The stomp will help, but the clap is, unless we're like the Hulk who does like the... That one of those one. Boom.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any seismic activity from a clap. The Foo Fighter one, that was from like 50,000 fans
jumping and
cheering. And
can
like,
I be very clear to the ANU who are putting this on? I admire the initiative and I need to see results. We're going to need to see results on Monday.
Well, it'd be weird if they did it and then we're like, all right, and
didn't work.
No, or we're not going to tell you either way.
I would lean towards they won't tell us if it doesn't work.
Yeah, if we don't hear anything about this on Monday, it didn't work.
I need to know either way. But Ned, would you believe 12 months since we were in lockdown in 2021?
For the second time.
So when we were second put into lockdown, it's been 12 months today since that day.
It seems it's so. I mean, the last 2 years have felt like a enormous blur. So I don't really know when anything happened.
My Facebook memories
feel like it was at the beginning of the year, but that's because the first one was at the beginning of the year. The first one was in like March, is when we all started freaking out.
So I was gonna say, like, we just have a bit of a discussion about this. That single case of Delta locked
the ACT down on the 12th of August last year. Producer Mike, do you want to tell everybody what was unique about your circumstances? Because this is it. I think the thing to take away from COVID is everyone has had the same experience, but a different experience.
Yeah. Yep.
So what was your experience?
My experience was about several weeks beforehand, I moved to Canberra.
Yeah.
And as I was moving to Canberra, that was when New South Wales was going through their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because the ACT border wasn't closed to New South Wales and vice versa.
Yeah.
As I was travelling from South Australia into the ACT, borders were closing around me as I was driving in. So I moved in and got locked into the ACT, and then we locked down after that.
You left your hometown of Adelaide, and they essentially said, and stay out as you got to Canberra.
They kicked the door shut,
But then we went into lockdown basically 2 weeks after you moved here.
Yeah, not long.
You knew no one apart from us, and we were all locked away from seeing each other.
Pretty much. Because Ned did the show from home for what ended up being... end up, 4 or 5 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, it was a while.
We swapped over because I think the first lockdown you did it from home for a while, I decided to take one.
So I didn't see Ned for a long time, but you would come into the studio. So you were my only human contact outside of a supermarket.
So disappointing for you.
Yeah, you know what Josh's girlfriend feels like.
I will say that this last, we're having a bit of fun with this, but that can't have been easy for you to basically go to a brand new town, move in for the first time, and then just be told, and don't leave your house for 2 months.
Mm. It was very difficult, but it was good to know that I was lucky in the sense I got to go to work every day.
Yeah.
I got to leave the house every single morning. So for people who either had kids or had worked from home and didn't leave the house for days upon days at a time unless you were going to the supermarket, that was the advice at the time. That would have been infinitely harder.
Oh, and there was a massive gap. There was this gap that we started talking about a little bit on the show, and luckily as we started talking about it, it got a bit of traction. Lockdown started being relaxed.
Yeah.
But there was a gap, and the gap would be best described as my friend. Her husband was on deployment at the time, and her friends were all in couples, and they lived in different houses. So they'd already created bubbles.
Yeah.
And so essentially she was left with basically... well, everybody that I would form a bubble with is already in another bubble.
So
I'm totally by myself here. And that was a huge gap. It was like a couple can't form another bubble with another single person. Mm-hmm. A lot of single working professionals that worked from home were totally on their own for 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sad at all, really. But, like, it probably was one of the hardest... just in terms of like not, I've gone through stuff that's been way more emotionally draining and a lot, but in terms of just like it was almost like a marathon of like you just like trying to keep yourself up and happy or whatever.
Like that.
Towards the end of that last year, you just get up. There was days where I just got up, cried, and then went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you think in 10 years' time, because obviously this is the first year, do you think in 9 years' time when we celebrate a 10, do you think we'll have forgotten what it was like?
I think people are going to forget what it's like. Yeah. I do think that. And I think the world, for me at least, things I've noticed in every single facet of life since we've gone back to semi-normal, I don't think the effects of this are gone at all.
I think
people are so quick to anger. I think people are so tense.
Yeah.
And I think it's all hangover from COVID.
Yeah,
I think it's all a hangover from COVID. You see people just screaming at other strangers in an airport. You're like, that's COVID. That is. Mm-hmm. People are just not... they haven't dealt... I think the everybody was sort of going, well, once COVID's gone, these feelings are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And now COVID's, I'm using air quotes, gone... the feelings are still there.
Yeah,
so there's like a lot of work for people to do.
Because now we're dealing with the repercussions of like recession.
Economy.
Yeah. And the economy is whatever. And also we're not, like you said, we're not out of it.
We didn't just rip this band-aid off and immediately everyone feels better. So if you're not feeling great, don't feel like you're alone in that. Like, everyone's just going, and that's forgotten forever.
There's still very much like hangovers from it.
For sure. So you can seek help for that sort of stuff 100% because that's very valid. Those feelings are very valid. I think the thing I hope we learn, the lesson we learn biggest from this moving forward, and this, I get that our leaders can't do this very often because of the panic it would cause. But for me, all the way through the lockdown last year started, and you remember it was a 7-day snap lockdown.
Yeah.
It was never going to be a 7-day snap lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I think if we change
communication with the public to a thing of honesty, you turn us into soldiers with information who can then motivate themselves to be like, okay, this is probably going to be a month. Yeah. We know it's going to be a month. We can all get through it. But when we're looking at the end of the tunnel being 7 days and then it's 14 and then it's 21, the hopelessness that that felt like let's not do that next time we have something like this. Let's go with an honesty policy, maybe.
Well, I feel like it's also like, it's like a trust thing. It's like, you're trusting me with like a transparency. It's like, this sucks, guys, and it is scary. We're trying to take the best care of any runner that we can, so this will be like a month.
We're probably going to go a month.
You're trusting me, so I also trust you that you're doing the best that you can for me, and this is all going to be over as soon as it can.
A massive, massive shout out to our healthcare professionals who are still going through this. It's not over for them in any way, shape, or form. Any families still, obviously, COVID's still out there causing massive, massive destruction to families and all sorts. So we've been very lucky, the three of us here in this room. But as I said, the hangover mentally and very much physically for some people is still continuing.
Yeah.
If you need help, Lifeline's there, 13, 11, 14, anytime you can call them. But I will say, just look after each other. Keep looking after each other. It's amazing we're a year on from this. The
world
feels very different.
We got through it. And that's it. As much as it sucks,
continuing.
It's not as bad as it was anymore. It keeps getting better. We keep making positive forward steps.
I will say this morning, I did think to myself, I'm like, I remember that day. At least we're not there. At least we're not there
exactly
right now.
Right.
Very good news.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit meja.com.au.
Hit 104.7.